from KQED.
We began our show in the water, and that's where we end today. As Californians hit their neighborhood pools and local beaches, many are a little self-conscious about breaking out that summer swimsuit. But a tight-knit swimming group for plus-sized women is challenging that idea. It's called Making Waves, and it's been going strong for nearly 30 years. Duri Lawrence went to check it out.
28-year-old Red Cartman cuts through the water as she swims her laps at the Albany Pool just north of Berkeley. It's clear she's an athlete, but she says she's never thought of herself as one until now.
Being fat and in a bathing suit is always a difficult thing. So there's the appearance piece.
But here at Making Waves, the redhead from Oakland fits right in.
But the other piece that I find even more helpful and validating is being in a space with a bunch of fat people who are being active. Like, fat people engaging in exercise and movement is so, it's wonderful. it's so welcoming and exciting.
Making Waves has become a source of confidence and support for her, and an inspiration for what Cartman calls fat activism.
I had a lot of body shame for most of my childhood, and it really got in the way of me enjoying exercise and movement. And then I discovered fat activism, and I discovered fat people who love exercise and who exercise together, and it's totally changed everything.
And with that, Cartman dives gracefully into the water. Organizer Frances White says the group started as a sort of silent rebellion in the 80s.
The idea that a bunch of fat women would want to start a swim was very revolutionary at the time. You know, sometimes revolutions start with political ideas. Sometimes they start with things as simple as getting movement into people's lives.
Professor Linda Bacon is the author of Health at Every Size, a book that promotes acceptance and overall health rather than diets and weight loss.
Acceptance doesn't mean giving up. Acceptance means taking control and moving on. So you don't have to hate your body to see change. That change happens when people start from loving themselves. Then they're motivated to take better care of themselves.
Injured athletes have long turned to swimming because it's easy on the body. Making Waves swimmer Max Airborne sees great potential for people with mobility problems.
Being in the water, you're floating, it's no impact. No impact on your knees, and so it's an accessible way to exercise for everybody, and it's nice to be around other people who want to do that together.
All right, ladies, it's about that time.
Making Waves is done for the day, but Airborne says the effect will last much longer.
We call it swimphoria. And that's the feeling of, you know, euphoria from exercise, but also the relaxing feeling that comes specifically from swimming.
Airborne says she plans to start her own club for large women, men, and transgendered swimmers. She says she hopes that other communities around the state are inspired to do the same. For the California Report, I'm Duri Lawrence.
That is the California Report, a production of KQED Public Radio in San Francisco. Our director is Susie Rocho. Seal Muller is the technical producer, with additional engineering from Howard Gelman. The senior online editor is Gabriel Cohen, with help from David Marks. Andrea Kissick was a contributing editor. Our interns are Lauren Kennedy, Duri Lawrence, and Liz Reed. Our associate senior producer is Victoria Maleone. Polly Stryker is the senior producer. Our news director is Bruce Kuhn. I'm Scott Schaefer. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the James Irvine Foundation,
with nomination information about the 2013 Leadership Awards at www.irvine.org. Chevron, investing in renewables, strengthening communities, and creating jobs. More information at chevron.com. And the California Endowment, building healthy communities because that's where health happens. More information at calendow.org.